Greenfish is a family-run business offering local, seasonal, and fresh seafood produce, and they're encouraging more sustainable, low-impact seafood choices, which they harvest from local sources that are environmentally sound. But I saw a video yesterday shared on Greenfish's TikTok account. It's them having fished a big eye tuna, and they've managed to fish a few of them, which they would have sold to local restaurants. But they were all eaten, except for the heads, by, they suspect, orca whales. The fish was estimated to be around 130 kilograms, but when they pulled it out again, all that was left was a fuscop. Ryan Ninaba, really appreciate your time. The owner of Greenfish SA, is this your first encounter with orcas nibbling your catch?
Good morning. Yeah, so this week was a very strange encounter off Cape Point, and it's the first time that I've had orcas eat my fish. I have, obviously, after this went viral, a lot of people contacting me, and some of my mates told me about a similar experience that happened last year, and we were kind of thinking, is this school or this pod of orca whales getting accustomed to the beautiful sashimi taste that we're providing them? And is it becoming a new learned behavior? Yeah. So while it was an unlucky catch, it was still a beautiful experience.
Tell us about the fish that you did catch. It was the big eye tuna, 130 kilograms. Do you keep it on a keep line alongside, and you suspect that orcas then came in and ensure that you pay your tax that they had their lunch?
So it would have been their dinner. It was right at the end of the day, but no, we catch. So the style of fishing that we use is with a single hook and line. So we're using a rod and reel or a hand line to individually catch one fish at a time. Many great benefits for this. Very low impact on the environment. You know, each fish is cared for as an individual, so quality is maintained. But no, we don't keep fish on a keep line. I saw that question quite a few times in the comments. Fish are caught and brought to the boat, where the ikijimi technique is applied to subdue them. And then they're brought on board, dressed up, and put into an ice slurry mix to bring the core temperatures down and really preserve that quality to give it a sushi grade and beautiful red color. So what happened was we hooked three fish simultaneously, and we were busy on the fight. So the fish, we were busy trying to get them into the boat. The fish were particularly strong. It was around 2 hours when we had them close to the boat, and I saw a massive dorsal fin come out the water. It almost looked like a surfboard. And I said to the crew, "Did you guys see that?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "It was right there. Just look." And we saw a huge orca whale's dorsal fin come out. And there was a couple smaller orcas with him or her, I'm not sure, which I assume might have been babies. And the next minute, all the lions just screamed off while they enjoyed their dinner.
Gosh, how much were that 130 kilogram tuna fetched for?
Oh, market conditions at the moment, there is a little bit of oversupply, but it would have gone for a couple thousand rand. So, yeah, losing three monsters like that definitely hurts. The expenses of going to sea are massive, but, you know, they've also, it's their playground, and we're just guests in their ocean.
Crime in this country and offshore is out of control, Ryan, with these orcas stealing your catch. Really appreciate your time, Ryan. You know, an encounter with orcas, apparently, according to some of the comments on Ryan's video on TikTok, saying that other handline fishermen saying that they've had similar experiences with orcas trying to have a nibble at their catch. Do you have an experience? 021-446-0567.